Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amitron from the Creation Lightship, and have another wonderful program coming on today. And today is Wednesday, the 27th of October, 2010. And let's see, I'm just reading the fast chat here from the last show, what I can see up anyway. It's people talking about how peaceful they were. And let's see here. Never felt myself glowing from heart center this much. That's great. Let's see here. One about, it's like Jake says, is vision time controlled? He says, it seems like yet. So I can answer that question here since we probably didn't do it on the last show. So yes, I think everything is controlled here somehow. And that's, I guess, the answer. What you want to do is to always go to your heart center so that you're able to be in the now. So what I'm going to do now is a little experiment for everybody, if you wish to do this with me. And normally when the show begins, almost always people are put into the moment. And what we're going to do is make sure that you're in the moment. And I'm going to take you out of the moment like 1%, which wouldn't seem like much, just a little bit. And I'll let you see how it feels around you. So I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So counting from 10 to 1 backwards. This you could do yourself all the time. So dropping down. So 10 from your head to your heart, this energy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Think a thought now, and it should be in neutral. And another way of saying it, you should be able to be in discernment. And when you're in discernment, in neutral, in peace, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. This is because the light does not judge itself. If it did, it would be darkness, then it would be in duality. So I'm going to take you 1% out to the right as you're sitting there, and this will allow you to kind of view a parallel life maybe to the right of you, because you won't be in 100% in the moment, okay? Remember, you're in the moment on the timeline. So I'm going to take you 1% out and just kind of sense, feel how your body is responding and maybe how your thoughts are. So here we go. Drop, going to the right. One. It's only 1%. I'll count to 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now for myself, I feel like my body wants to twist to the right a little bit, like it's being forced to the right. Kind of like, you know, I was perfectly centered and now I got a spring kind of pulling me to the right a little bit. I'm going to go back to neutral again in your heart center. This is where peace resides. Going back, I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3. Oh, that feels good. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, what a difference. And now we're going to go to the left 1%. Whatever that means to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Not good. Go back now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now you should be in the present moment. And maybe we can have somebody possibly call in to describe what they felt. That would be wonderful. And I see in the fast chat, this could be this is a previous show, not of ours, but and I don't know who this person is, but it's, I don't know, to me it's a real negative comment, and hopefully this person typing is not somebody on a, you know, as a host on a show, but it says Dashing Cody Robos, okay? And then it says Drew with the last name, which I won't say, is next on my destroy list. And then it says, be dashing. Man, talk about psychic attacks there. This is why you don't want to, think bad thoughts or anything. So not knowing who this person is, and I'll just use the name that, I'll just say Sally wrote this on here, we'll say. So that would mean that Sally is doing, it would be a darkness practitioner, because you don't necessarily want to do that, you know. Anyway, that's how I would look at it. So just by having that comment, and if you're on the fast chat, you're all going to see it. That's not good. So that poor person, now, whoever reads that might also put their psychic energy into this person named Drew, and they're now getting hits by you without you probably even knowing about it, because you're connecting to that person. Remember, whenever you think of somebody, they're in the room. And when you read the name, and then it says next on my destroy list, and that's capitalized, okay, not good. So I just thought I'd just use that for an example for everybody. So anyway, getting back to the fast chat here. So it's like we have carry on, feeling twisting opposite forces from right to left. Yeah, that's how it felt inside of me. So it's kind of like my insides beneath the skin was being turned from one direction to the other. And you might even be moving slightly, you know, as this is changing. If you don't do this a lot, you may not understand or know how it feels, but it's better to be, heart-centered, and which means you're out of the moment. So what it really means is that your spirit now is talking to you and is in complete control, we'll say, of your body. Otherwise, your mind is. Remember, the spirit works out of time, and your darkness energy, the mind energy, your thoughts are working in time, and then it's controlled by a time-based reality. So let's see what else we can do here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. So counting from 10 to 1 again to get you really heart-centered. So stronger, 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 stronger. I think I heard a beep there. Did someone call in? Stronger and stronger.
Hi, Ron. This is Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. So let me do the mind to heart drop again. That's a lot of energy going. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So, Larry, go ahead.
Okay. I just was, I had a few questions, Ron. First one is, what percentage am I now of the light?
Okay. So, you're asking me how much spirit do you have inside of your body, or that you're holding, that your spirit can actually be with you? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let me look here. Remember, your spirit always varies, so right now it feels like you're running about 78%, Larry.
Oh, okay, all right.
So that's very good. That's typically three times most people. Like I always mentioned, most people are about 20%. So since you brought that up, you have another question, Larry?
Yes, I do, Ron. Please indulge me on this. I have two comments or questions for you. And the first one is The Exorcism of Emily Rose, the movie. I thought it was a wonderful movie. It was about they went to court because somebody tried to exorcise the dark spirit out of this girl, a priest did, and they said, well, he killed her because she died during the exorcism. And in court they said, no, it wasn't the priest that did it. It was the doctor who gave them Ambitron, that numbs out her mind, that causes spirit to have a deeper hold over her, that caused her death, and why the exorcism failed. So I just wanted to comment about that. And then I had another one, if you had a comment about that.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie. Is it a true story or just a story?
It was just a movie. It was an older movie. It was a wonderful story, I thought, because they said that people were educated in the wrong way, and that they were taught psychological ideologies in school instead of being taught possession, and possession was a fundamental problem of the people, not psychological issues, which goes deeper in depth of releasing the problem.
Okay.
They made a lot of good points. It was really educational. It was a very educational movie, I thought.
Okay.
So, the other question I had, about 200 million years ago, Ron, the mammals froze in South Antarctica, and nobody could figure out how this happened except they brought up some silly concepts in school that they teach people, but this was instantaneous freezing of these mammals, these giant like elephant figures. And then I was just wondering, I had a concept, I don't know, but the planet Earth, could it have been transported out into space, and all life form froze where it's hundreds of degrees below zero, and everything froze and died. And then they could have brought the planet Earth, and then why did they want to shock the planet Earth and destroy everything? Well, could they have possibly switched the Earth spirit with the Cologne spirit? I don't know. And then they could have brought the Earth back with the Cologne spirit and released the space holder and replaced the Earth in orbit. And then they populated the planet with different races, plants and animals. And that's just a theory. I don't know, is that plausible for you or not?
Boy, that's hard to say. I don't know, but you got some good I think it's good information there. Now, normally after each 2,000-year cycle, you know, the Earth is rematerialized over again, and it's the Earth spirit's choice and what it wishes to bring back. And so if it just chose to bring back trees in one of the cycles, that's all that would be here, would be trees. Would the ground still have the residue from the past lives? Yes, it could, and maybe would. But every 2,000 years, things get renewed again. So I guess that's probably how I could answer that. The exorcism part of the question, I don't know. It's new entities that come into the body, and entities need to be released. And when that happens, people feel better. We can do an entity release now. So here we go. So stronger when you get these out of you. But we can anyway. So we're going to focus on ones that are maybe controlling your breathing. And so naturally, if you happen to have a problem with maybe smoking or something, you might feel them leave. You might feel the taste in your mouth of cigarettes, very possibly. If you have a problem with your lungs, maybe you have a lung infection, you're going to feel maybe some of that infection come out of your mouth. You might actually, you know, sense, smell, taste the infection. So here we go, get rid of the entities. So they're actually carrying this. They have to leave. And when they leave, you might have that stench, whatever that would be inside of you going, and you may actually have a physical response to that. So here we go, taking them out. So stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, inhale, exhale a few times and just see how you feel. And we'll do it one more time here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see how your breathing is right now. Boy, the fast chat kind of goes off and on here. Let's see here. Let's see if Sylvia's out there. I don't see her on my messenger. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace? We'll just see. Okay.
Well, my breathing feels pretty good now. It feels pretty open.
Okay, so she may not be available today here. We did have Chris offered to be a co-host on today's show. So if you want to call in, Chris, just come on. And maybe you can get some of these questions right here. So here we go. Let's work with, here we go, with a fast chat bleep here. I see tension headaches. Okay, here we go. So that typically would be something on your head, I would guess. I very seldom get a headache, so I'm very lucky. Here we go. So tension of your headaches. Let's work with the top of your head first and just see where that location is that's causing you a problem. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the, just from the temple area on both sides here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how your head is feeling. We'll work on the front side, maybe sinuses, you know, the front part of your face here, taking away tension there. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Very good, Pete. He has 10 headaches because by jellyfish energy. We'll find out in a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and for all of you out there, we're going to be doing our question and answer time this coming Friday. It'll be after Station 2 of BBS. So I believe that starts 11 o'clock. And the phone number is, if you want to write it down, maybe somebody could type into the fast chat. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, and that number is 9009. So if you'd like to just come on and ask some questions, we'll be happy to help you out with those. And remember, if it's, you know, sounds maybe ridiculous to you or something like that, by all means, don't hesitate to ask, because there's always somebody else out there who may wish to have that same answer or question answered. So nothing is, you know, we'll say stupid. Okay, so here we go. Jellyfish energies. And just kind of see how your head is feeling now. Let's take off the jellyfish on top of your head. So here we go. So stronger, getting it off these tentacles around your whole body. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just see how that feels. Have some comments probably from the energies being taken out of your lungs. One from Freedom says burning. Let's see. Get a little closer. Burning and bitter taste. Back of throat. That's probably pretty common. So you may not even be a smoker, might have a lung condition, and maybe you might taste cigarette smoke, wondering why do I have that? well, maybe somehow you got attached to entities that brought in the energy in them. Remember, they're still imprinted with all these these energies of negativity. And one could be from smoking, and they might go back and forth from other people, and they'll bring in that energy of smoking to you. Maybe you have something that they like doing. Let's just say that you have an entity that, let's just say likes to, likes to eat hamburgers, okay? And then that entity also likes to smoke. So maybe you like eating hamburgers, and you draw on entities that eat hamburgers, but they smoke also, and you wonder why you have a lung condition. Well, the doctor, they go, man, you have, problems with your lungs, and they go, do you smoke? You have the same symptoms as a smoker. And you go, no, I don't do any smoking. But he doesn't say, do you eat hamburgers? The entities in you are, doing two things, causing you harm. But that doesn't go that far. So this is kind of food for thought for all of you. So I heard a beep there. And is somebody online? Is that you, Chris?
It is. It is me. I thought that it'd be someone else, though. So
okay.
I guess you can check.
So maybe,
nope, I guess
maybe
it's me. Hi there.
2-1 here. Wow, that's incredible. So, Chris, why don't you handle the past chat and you can be the co-host tonight here, I guess. So it's all yours.
Okay. Cool. What
do we have in mind also there?
What was the last question that was asked?
Okay. I was mentioning about the we did smoking. And that's good. Freedom. That's wonderful. Freedom has to quit smoking in 82. And
nice.
So, let's see. Freedom says burning and bitter taste back of throat. Okay, so that means that you're still this perfect example. That's a long time ago. Geez, that's, 18 years to 2000 plus, say, maybe 10 or 11. So that's a long, long time. You're looking at 28 years, basically, maybe 29 years, and you still have the energy with you, probably from entities. That's what I would say, kind of off the bat here, from the ones that you carried with you who like to smoke. So what you might want to do is the entity clearing. It's just a suggestion to you. So now you know you have a problem because it surfaced, okay? And what you might want to do is an entity clearing and then, have it for smoking and get these things out of you. So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to you again, Chris. I can't
Peter
see
from
a
Australia.
Lot of the yes, but go ahead. We did one for headaches. I did one for entities, the jellyfish on the top of our heads.
Yeah, I got a nice comment for that. Peter from Australia was saying that sizzling for jellyfish, Ron, head and all over the body. So he felt sizzling after that clearing on his head and all over his body. So it's pretty interesting in my opinion.
Yeah,
we've got
the tentacles
Tina here.
Going to your cells. So that's why you're feeling that sizzling, yes. Uh-huh.
Cool. Tina is, oh great, my fast chat just went out. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. Tina is asking if you're able to use the psychic billboard for more than one person at a time. So can you?
No. It has to be one person at a time.
Cool. Okay. Ed is asking how many different light beings spoke to him through you, Ron, during the New York Expo.
That's a boy. That's probably laughing too. Okay, let me see here. So how many actually was with me at various times during the expo that talked to Ed? I'm asking that question. I'm getting 16, Ed. So there you go. And you... I don't know. You probably have noticed maybe I changed slightly somehow, a little bit, but normally it's pretty much pretty centered. I normally run the females through me all the time when I'm out talking to people. Once in a while, the males will step in, and they're a lot more direct, and they're down to business more than the females will say, because they want to get, you know, the healing work done. So where the females are a little softer, I used to always run male, you know, light beams, which is myself, and other ones would come into me off and on almost throughout my whole life. So when I started doing the light shift healings and things in 2005, I knew that the energy was just too strong for people, and it would probably repel them away from me instantly, so I asked to have the females step in. And that's the way it is. I'll bring the males in right now. So right now we're running the female energies of the light beams, and I'll have the males come in and just see how I sound here. I'm going to get a drink of water quickly here. Okay, that's better. So we're running female energy continuously during this program here in almost all BBS shows. When the males come in, they tend to don't come up for air, basically, or when my voice is a little more sterner. So here comes the males. So here they come. And if you want to bring the light beam up in your monitor screen, you can also see them, too. So right now the females are energized in that picture. Here comes the male. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I have about 50-50 now, half males, half females in me. You might sense something, I don't know. I'll do a healing now on people. And we'll work with, since we've been doing entities, let's just continue on with this here. Let's do entities that we'll say are attached. Let's do your gums and teeth. So here we go. We'll get rid of these entities here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll just see how that feels for you. And you might have a little change possibly in your saliva. Also, you may have a change in the way your mouth is working. So back to you, Chris.
Okay. Just to answer your question a little bit, as you were bringing in the male energy, although it might not have been able to be heard per se, I detected more bass increasing in your voice. So that's just like my little hit on it. Okay, let's see what we have here. JJ would like to know if meditation would help with tension headache.
With a meditation, is that what it is? Will meditation help you in a tension headache? Is that what the question was?
Correct.
Okay, I don't meditate myself. I just drop down into the heart, so you can do that instantly. But there are people who do want to meditate. If you go out of your body, that would probably, what it'll do is unprotect your body and allow you to have more entities coming into it, number one. Number two is when you go out of your body, typically the meditation that you're on, when you go out of your body, might allow your body to feel better. And this is the reason why a lot of people meditate, because they give their spirit permission to leave their body. Remember, when you have a guided meditation, you're guided someplace, you know, and at the very end of the meditation, the person leading the meditation typically will say, wiggle your feet, wiggle your body, and be here now. Well, that means that you left. And I've seen people who were so far gone that people had to actually tap them on their shoulders to get them to come back into their body. and naturally they jerk their body. The body jerks a little bit, and then they come back. But who was guiding, or who was protecting the body when that person wasn't in the body, the spirit? And how many entities do they collect? So if you see people meditate a lot, and this is just for your own, insight. Remember, the mind's very curious at times. Remember, curiosity killed the cat too. But look at people who meditate a lot, and just see if their eyes are glossed over. And I've heard people say, I meditate for 5 hours a day. I don't know what they do for a life, but, I have heard people say that. And they normally have glossed over eyes, which means that entities are ruling them, and they're not responsible. Maybe they have somebody providing, a living for them or something. And that's all they do is get out of their body, go on the astral plane or wherever they wish to go to. And they're not living life here. They're escaping life that way. So remember, you're here to enjoy yourself as much as possible, and you're here to use the body to create things. So back to you, Chris.
Okay. Learn is saying, when the weather is odd outside, it seems to increase depression. Like, for example, and I think this is what you mean, Learn, I'm not quite sure. You can confirm this on the fast chat if you wish, but today in New York, the weather is kind of gray, and to me, it kind of affected my body in a gray way. It looks like depression can easily set in that way. What's your hit on that, Ron?
Boy, I don't normally get depressed, so I don't know. For me, I don't have that personal experience. Remember, when you're using external things around you, and these external things affect you, then you're running the emotional roller coaster ride. There are some people who like to have sunlight more than, less of sunlight because they feel better. But typically when you're in the moment all the time, it shouldn't make any difference what you're doing, although maybe the body might require, to have sunlight. But as far as your outlook on life, for myself, it doesn't change. So I'm not saying that's right or wrong for anybody if they, do feel different or not. But for me, I'm not affected by sunlight. And it doesn't matter if it's, a dull light or overcast light. It, to me, it's just light. So I don't use that the way that weather conditions are. They don't really affect me. Although physically, if it's snowing outside and I'm cold, that does affect my body naturally, or it gets wet or something, But as far as the outcome of the cloud cover, we'll say it doesn't affect me whatsoever.
Okay. Very, very good answers, Ron. Ed wants to know if, and I think this is what you mean, Ed, I think and I hope. I think he wants to know if the light beings are curious about us.
Boy. Are the light beings curious about us? Let me think here. Probably not. They're here to help us, but they're not really that curious. Sometimes when I'm eating food, the light beings will come into me, and some do and would like to eat the food or have the taste of the food that I'm eating. So that would be a curiosity. I would say yes, but as far as trying to figure us out as far as what type of being we are and stuff, no, I don't see any judgment there on that. The food might be a thing, because remember on the light ship, in fact, we'll give you some food, everybody. Let's do some light ship food. Now, this is new to you. The food will be probably about the size of a grain of rice, and it may go up to about the size of a head of an eraser on a pencil. So here we go. And we'll go to the food court on the light ship. I'll take everybody up. And this part will work on the archives. I can do that, no problem. Here we go, going up to the light ship, going into the food court, and we're going to a room where they have, it looks like salad, but we'll just say it's wheatgrass, okay? They're equivalent of our wheatgrass down here. So they give us this little small portion. I mean, when you first see the food on the light ship this way, you wonder, why is there so little of it, okay? And this is for the light beings that eat. The ones that don't eat don't have anything. So here we go. It's in your hand now. I'm going to go underneath your tongue. I'll count to five as it gets placed there. This is what they would call wheatgrass, okay? And it's more in a liquid type form, but the size of, say, a pencil eraser. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five there. And just, you know, check out your saliva. You're on the light ship physically, just like you're sitting in your chair right now, but you're there walking around. Remember, you're out of time on the light ship. You're in the true out-of-time reality of source energy. And now we're going into another room. And it's like a little cubicle, kind of like a food court at a shopping mall. And in front of us now is what we perceive looks like nuts, okay? And so we're going to have some nuts. It's probably for protein. And, again, it's just a small little portion, and you can kind of select what type of nuts you would like, and they will give you something that would be the equivalent to what you're asking for. So here we go. Underneath our tongue again, one, two, three, four, and five. For me, it tastes like walnuts. Okay. Going to another room, and this one here has, let's see, I like dessert, so let's try out their desserts here. And this one looks like it's like a cheesecake, and it has a red topping on it, although it's very small. So we'll just say it's a cheesecake with strawberries, okay? Here we go. Getting that. One, two, three, four, and five, okay? There. So right now, just see how your body feels. You just had three little small portions of light ship food, and you should feel pretty energized right now. So, back to you, Chris.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Ron. I'm looking at the fast chat now. Stephanie, there is no such thing as a dumb question on this show, so I'll go ahead and ask Ron your question. Stephanie wants to know, if you meditate by yourself, how can you tell if your spirit leaves your body?
Okay. When your spirit is fully in you, you're going to feel heavy. Okay? And when you feel light, you're out of your body. So let's just do a quick experiment with everybody, if you'd like to. I'm going to take you out of your body instantly and have your spirit stand in front of you. And you can see how it feels. Well, I don't know how much percentage you are in your body, but you should feel a shift. And the light ship will protect your body so you won't have any entities or things coming into you. So I'm going to count to five again. Your spirit will come out, walk out in front of you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So you should feel a little bit lighter. Now we'll have your spirit come back into your body, same exact way it left. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to see if your spirit's in your body properly. It could be turned to the left or the right. It could be upside down on your body. It could be semi-twisted. Sometimes I've seen people where the spirit from the waist down is perfectly fine, but the waist up is turned backwards. So the head's facing behind you along with the solar plexus. It's going to take you out and bring you in properly. So here we go, going out and back in again. Now, if you felt your body change or anything like that, if you're having a reaction, it means that you were possibly in your body a little bit crooked. So we'll get some comments on that, I'm sure. I'm going to take everybody out of their body again. And let's go in and out, which is what I do, to put you in through your feet. So normally, your spirit normally comes in almost always. If your crown is open, it'll come in through that. I don't recommend having your crown chakra open at all, but it'll come in through your crown, or it can come in through your heart. Some people's spirit walks in sideways alongside of them. Some will walk in from the front or from the back. But we're going to take your spirit now and put it in through your feet. And you may feel your legs tingle, your feet tingle. That's an indication to you. It's a body reaction, letting you feel the energy of your spirit connecting to your physical body. So here we go. And you might get dizzy. That happens sometimes with some people. So we're going to go out and come in through your feet now. In, out, and 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 in. There we go. So you may want to get up and walk around. If you are buzzing in the lower part of your body, say waist down, it's because your spirit did not occupy all of that space, and you want it to be there for healing. And I forgot to tell you that after we did the last food court sampling, we came back instantly, so you're not on the light ship any longer. Okay, back to you, Chris.
Wow, when you took everyone out and put us back in correctly, my breathing changed like a lot. All of a sudden, I could breathe a lot better. Do you happen to know what position my spirit was in my body?
What's that question again?
After you did the you took out our spirits to make sure that we were in our bodies properly, my breathing changed a lot better. So I was in my body improperly. I was just wondering if you happened to catch what my body position was, like if I was upside down or if I was off to the left or off to the right, because my breathing changed significantly.
Yeah, you're actually positioned to the right about 30 degrees.
Hmm.
And so this is not uncommon. This happens all the time with people.
Okay.
So, you know, if anybody out there felt the shift, you know, it's not that, you know, you're a bad person and how did I do this to myself, you know. By all means, don't beat yourself up. Just know that you can command your spirit to come in your body properly. This is what we do in this program. That's one of the things that I can tell you to do, along with the mind-to-heart drop, the one from 10 to 1. So you do want to get your spirit in your body properly. And that way you're more conscious. Let's do a healing here. I want to put you in your body more fully. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you space holders. So whatever you have now is what you have percentage-wise. And like I say, most people are about 20%. If you've been hearing the show for a while, you're probably maybe up to 40 to 50. Maybe even more if you've been on it for a long time and have done healings and also been on the conference calls that we have weekly. But most people are 20%. So what we're going to do is start off at 20%, and I'm going to bring in space holders, which will take the place of your spirit inside of your body. You first want to get rid of entities because these cannot fit inside of you because your body's full of other stuff besides what needs to be there. So let's take some of these out here. Okay, now we're going to put in space holders and go up to 30%. So just count to 5 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now you're 30% inside of your body. And just see if you feel any changes. And this will give you an idea about where you sit with that energy. Okay, and now we're going to go from 30 to 40. Take out some more entities. So when you feel a little more awakened, we'll say, you're going to feel maybe a little heavier even. Might even get a mirror if you have one. Look at your eyes. You're going to be having more energy inside of your body to help you. So here we go, 30 to 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And remember, you're going to be in that number range between 30 and 40 if you feel, you know, better right now. And we're going to bring you now from 40 to 50. Take out entities. Okay, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, take out some more entities. going from 50 to 60%. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Time to go from 60 to 70. Getting more entities out. Maybe we have to get rid of the entities to allow space for your spirit to be with you. So we're just putting in space holders to allow you to feel what it's like to have spirit with you. Okie doke. So I think we're 60 to 70. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. More entities being released. We go from 70 to 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. More entity clearing here. Might get warmer now in your whole body, possibly. Okay, so 80 to 90, I believe. Is that correct, Chris?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to go from 90 to 100%. You were probably 100% when you were born. So here we go. More entities out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Wow.
Oh. And let's make sure that your heart's centered. You more than likely are automatically now with this much spirit with you. It's very hard not to be heart-centered when you have 100%. So this is where you should be right now. In fact, you are all heart-centered right now. Try to think of a negative or positive thought. And it may even be hard to think of an answer or a question that you want to ask me. So remember, polite to them, judge yourself. So you're not going to have that ability to do that. So let's get some comments on the fast chat, maybe. That would be nice. We have probably about 10 minutes left on the program. And I'm having a special workshop tomorrow night. If you wish to come to it, you can send me an email. It starts at 6:30 to 9:30. It's at a wonderful lady's house, and we're going to be there having a special workshop. It covers many, many things. It's kind of geared to what people ask and what we have a lot of fun, and it's on 43rd, I think it's Street, in Manhattan, so, and it's by the, I believe, the Hudson River. So here we go. I got a wall from Donna, looks like. So remember, this is where you really need to be, is 100% in your body. It's hard to hold 100%. I myself, I feel low when I hit 92. I normally run at 97. And the difference between 97 and 100 is not that much more as far as consciousness, but that's where I need to be to do healings for people. And when you're at this higher percentage number, maybe above 90%, your judgment just goes away from you. You're in the present moment. And this is why we have all the clearings on the website to get your spirit to come into your body, because when you have judgment, it can't. So you want to get rid of the stuff to be cleared out of you so that you're able to hold and maintain the spirit energy. So if you do feel, yeah, it's like Eric says, he feels really heavy. And that's the way you should feel with your spirit. You are here now. So back to you, Chris.
Okay, I got a couple really cool things on here. Marie R. said, her feet are so hot. Well, that's pretty cool. Hank said that he feels suction around the aura, and it's coming in closer. So do you want to talk about that for a little bit, Ron?
Okay, what probably happened was your aura field around your body is probably getting shrink-wrapped, okay? So we'll do that for everybody right now. You don't want to have your energy of your body extending past your skin. You know, to me, 1 inch would be a lot. Remember, if your aura goes out of your body, and a lot of people who are, say, very curious, they will have their aura maybe going out 10 feet or so. And so whoever is walking around you through your aura, you're getting all of their stuff. and that stuff sticks to your aura and it comes back into your body. Very, very bad. And I was at an expo a long time ago, and this gentleman had some dowsing rods. And he had a person hold something in their hand, and he was really excited because he goes, man, this thing really increases your auric field. And I don't know what it was, some kind of crystal, and the person put it in their hand, and he would check out the aura, and sure enough, yeah, it would go off probably 15, 20 feet. Then he would have them put it down, and it would fall back to the normal range of probably about 5 feet. For most, you know, most people are about 5 feet away from you, which to me is quite a bit. And he thought it was a great thing to do that. So I asked the lady that was working with him, which may have been his wife at the end, I said, why is he causing people harm by having your auric field expanded so much? Because all the people's emotional stuff, whatever's in your auric field, is being transmitted and collected on somebody else's auric field, and you get, you know, everything that's around you on you. You know, you feel slime. Why is he doing that? And she didn't know. She just thought it was a neat thing to do. And anyway, that's kind of it. So you want to be shrink-wrapped. So that's what I mean when you want to bring your auric right field right to your body. We'll do it right now for everybody. So here we go. I'll just count to five. Your aura is going to go right to your skin. One, two, three, four, five there. And you should feel pretty good. I'm going to bring you out 10 feet. This is if you're in a quiet location, if you're listening to the show and you got 100 people around you, you don't want it to go out that far. But if you're in a safe space, it's good. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. It's out 10 feet. And all of a sudden you go, wow, man, I can do good readings now. I can check out the doorknobs around me, the light switch, you know, my plants. Well, that's what you can do, yes. But you don't want it to be out there. So let's bring it back to your body now. Shrink wrapping, coming back. One, two, three, four, five. Now you're right even with your body. Now you're self-contained. This is the way you're supposed to be. So our show's coming to an end, looks like here. So is there any questions, Chris, that we can cover? Maybe one more question.
One more question. This one's from Tina for when you do the out and in, when you're bringing our spirits back into our bodies. She wants to know where our spirits are when it goes out. So where are our spirits leaving our body?
Okay, it's right even with your body. So it doesn't necessarily go out, you know, 100 feet and come back in again. It's right with you.
So close enough to jump right back in.
On the outside of your body, and you're commanding it back into your body through your feet.
Okay.
So if you need to have a mental concept, it's right even with your body. It comes out of your head, goes straight down in front of you, we'll say, and comes up your feet.
Cool.
So we have our special event coming up tomorrow night, and it's on 43rd Street in Manhattan at 8th Avenue. And give me an email if you wish to come to it. I can connect with you there. And the price is $30, and it's for a 3-hour workshop. Also, we have our question and answer time coming up this coming Friday after the BBS show on Station 2. And the show is 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And after the show, it's an hour show, so at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to have our question and answer period. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. And that's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. And hopefully everybody would call in, so it'd be great if you wish to do that. I'm going to put some peace energy into the light beam, so here we go. They'll be energized for the next hour. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So blessings to you. And we'll see you probably on the BBS program on Friday, Station 2. Thank you, Chris, for coming on board here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you all later. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.